Hello, this is Trumpet Media Podcast with James Taiwo. Today, we are discussing on a topic, relationship. What is relationship? Relationship is what? Relationship is to relate, to engage, to accommodate, to give, and to accept. Again, what should we consider as relationship? When we're talking about relationship, how do we describe relationship? Relationship is to relate, to engage, to accommodate, to give, and to accept. Now, let's break this down a little bit. Now, when we say relationship, we are expected to relate. That is, relationship that is passive is technically not a relationship. When we say relationship, it's supposed to be active. It's supposed to meet those criteria. That is, it's supposed to engage, supposed to accommodate, it's supposed to give, it's supposed to accept. So now, when we say relationship, a relationship can be very healthy. Your relationship can be healthy. Relationship can also go down south, but with some conditions. Of course, there's always a cause for everything. When a relationship is not healthy, when a relationship is not going in the right direction, that means things are not being done properly. Now, for relationship to work effectively, to work rightly, it has to be a give and take relationship. Any relationship considered to be good has to have give and take. That is, there are some common mistakes in relationship. Most of the time, the big problem in relationship is when people don't want to accept their responsibilities, when we shift blame and blame the other party. For example, if they are all wrong, you are all right, then you know there's a problem in that relationship. Or they are all right, you are all wrong, then it's still not a good relationship. Relationship means everyone has to play his or her own part, and everybody has to accept his or her own responsibility in that relationship. A lot of things can go wrong in any relationship. A few of them is when one party is not accepting his mistake. The other one is when there is dishonesty. That is, one is not being truthful, is not coming out straight. Then be expecting that relationship will hit a rock. Again, another factor that may affect a relationship is when pride is playing in the game. That is, if a party in the relationship feels like it's more important than the other party, then the relationship doesn't have equal balance. Then be expecting that relationship will have a problem. To resolve that kind of situation, every party player of the relationship need to put aside whatever they consider as their source of pride. Maybe the achievements, maybe the education, maybe the career, maybe the money in the pocket, maybe the money in the bank, maybe whatever it is that makes you feel very proud of yourself. Of course, you can be proud of yourself, but when we're talking about the relationship, please, you need to pull those things aside. You have to come into the playing field freely and consider yourself equal with the other party. That is how the relationship can be more enjoyable. That is how the relationship can last long. That is how the relationship can be fruitful and effective. Now, as a child of God, what are you expected to do? You are expected to work in your relationship and make it sound healthy, fruitful, and successful. Then how do you achieve that? Prayer is very important. You cannot underemphasize the importance of prayer. you have to pray. Then when you are praying, what are you actually praying for in your relationship? Don't deceive yourself. Don't say, oh God, I pray for them, change them. God, I pray that you make them to see this, make him to see it, make her to see it. Let her understand that she's very proud. Let him understand that he needs to change a lot of things. That is not the type of prayer that you need in your relationship. You need a sincere prayer. You need a prayer of honesty. First of all, pray that God helps you to effectively, to truthfully play your part in your relationship. Ask God to humble you. Ask God to give you an understanding to play your part appropriately in your relationship. Then you can extend a prayer to the other party in the relationship that God also help them to effectively play their role in that relationship. You need to pray for them. You need to pray for yourself. Don't just pray. Don't just leave it. When you pray, understand that it's not all about prayer. You know, a lot of children of God, a lot of Christians, they love prayers. We love prayer. We know the prayer answers all things. We know that prayer is effective means of getting what we want to get because we believe in supernatural God who makes things happen. Yes, while you pray for your relationship, you also need to be proactive. You also need to engage. You need to help your prayer actualize. That is, you don't fold your hands and be praying that your relationship be better when you are actually doing nothing. You need to work. You need to be part of improvement. As you pray, you bring it to physical manifestation, then God will help you. You need to humble yourself. You need to accept them. You need to appreciate them. You need to accommodate them. You need to give. Don't just stretch your hands and be expecting that they'll be doing everything for you. Relationship is give and take. And that is what we have this week from Trumpet Media Podcast. Don't forget to download Trumpet Media Podcast everywhere podcast is distributed. God be with you all now and forevermore. Amen. See you next time from Trumpet Media Podcast by James Taiwo. Shalom.